7:01 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. Station wants you to know the medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Yes. Okay. Reach a point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. Pretty long set. So let me explain away this last set of the first hour. Just heard Joust About by the Triumphs. I miscued that. Took the end of the Jim Backus. I'm not sure. Rumor has it was Phyllis Diller that was voicing that with him. But Joust About by the Triumphs, originally released on Swan in 1963. I got off the compilation Swing for a Crime. Mr. Tide did Running Through the Night from their Best Of thing. He came out in 1994 in Distortions and Solid Sound, Solid Ground. It was originally released in their own Solid Sound label in 1967. For that, World of Mylan did One Track Mind. Track originally released on Brunswick in 1966. I got off the compilation Winning Sides, Volume 2. The Dutch Outsiders did Touch. Track originally released on the Relax label in the Netherlands in 1966. I got off their Best Of thingy, Strange Things Are Happening, the complete singles, 1965 to 69. New York City, the top 40 hit from 1973. I'm Doing Fine Now. Came out in 1973 on Chelsea. And then Trips kicked off that set about 20-something minutes ago. And At Least She's Happy, a track released on the It's a Score label in 1966. I got off the compilation Love is a Sad Song. Came out in 1999 on Misty Lane. Coming up in about 57 minutes or so will be Sean. So that's good news. Meanwhile, you're stuck with me. And this week's song that everybody knows. And so much more. These are the Desperate Hours.
won't you see? Won't cost you a penny, it's your love, won't fall me. Here's what I want on Christmas Day.
Please tell me no, for Christ's sake.
In a white room with black curtains, near the station. Black roof country, no gold pavements, tired starlings. Silver horses ran down moonbeams in your dark eyes. Dawn light smile on you leaving my contentment. The station. Platform ticket, restless diesels, goodbye windows. I walked into such a sad time at the station. As I walked out, felt my own need just beginning. Kindness in the hard crowd. Consolation for the old wound now forgotten. Yellow tigers crouched in jungles in her dark eyes. She's just pressing goodbye windows, tired stars.
Sleep. tell you. It isn't always sunshine and lollipops here in Candyland, California, for me, Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum. So, when I want those gray clouds to clear up, I put on Alex at the Desperate Hours, 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
Tough chick. Howdy, hi. This is Mike Murray from the Whole Lot of Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York. And you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hour on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
That you'll always, always be. Trout of the Percy Trout Hour from Moab, Utah, by way of Lexington, Kentucky. When I'm not listening to my own radio show, I'm digging the Desperate Hours with Alex on WMFO 91.5.
Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay. Let me tell you what I played in this first set of the second hour. Just heard a Louis Shashir do a track called The Hen. Track originally released in the MJC label 1969. I got off the compilation Vital Organs. Came out in 1999 on Groovy Sounds Unlimited. Flyby Nights before that did Found Love, a track originally released in the Tiffany label 1967. I think these guys were from Georgia. I got the compilation Highs in the Mid 60s Volume 8. Before that, Dr. Specs Optical Illusion and She's the One, track originally released on the Flambeau label in 1967. I got the compilation The World Ain't Round, It's Square. Well, that's Sonny Lester and his orchestra, presented by Ann Corio, was taking it all off until around 1970, when she was well into her 60s. But anyway, Sonny Lester and his orchestra did an album at her direction. Ann Corio presents How to Strip for Your Husband. The name of the track was called Seduction of the Virgin Princess. Came out in 1963 on Roulette. And then the Rockbusters going at that tough chick, Darlene Lacey, from the compilation Weirdsville. And it was released on the Cadence label 1959. Anyway, this before that, this week's song that everybody knows, in White Room from the LP Wheels of Fire, came out in 1968 on ATCO. Then we kicked off the set with Justin Love. And here's what I want on a Christmas day. I got off the compilation of Midnight Christmas Mess. Came out in 1984 on Midnight. Okay, got a half an hour to go. We're gonna have a short set, talk break, and then put this thing out of its misery. These are the Desperate Hours.
This is JT of In the Red with JT and Heidi Lee, and you're listening to my close friend and musical associate, Alex Piandez, with the Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 Tufts University, Medford. Douchebag.
I'm thinking about the way I'll bring you down. You hurt me. And made me up to look like a clown. You thought your fun and games were really gonna end up in favor you. You lied when you said you loved me. You know it's something that you never do. Now I'm gonna make you back for love. So I can do all the things that you deprived me of.
I'm talking about the way I say goodbye. I'm leaving now and you know why. You hurt me so bad, you made me so sad. I've got to leave now, you're driving me mad. I'm through with all the fun and games that you thought would last. Now I'm gonna make it back for life.
This is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, we're past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Okay. Let me tell you what I played in this next to last set of the evening. Just heard the Y4 and Hard Life from the compilation of the same name. It was originally released on the Rampro label, 1965. The Quest before that. A Michigan band released on Fenton in 1966, and Shadows in the Night. You're off the compilation, Highs in the Mid-60s, Volume 5. The Shady Days before that, I'll Make You Pay. From Pebbles, Volume 6, the CD version. Originally released, so it's a mid-major label, USA in 1967. And the Corner Family, Sandra Roseanne, did A Lesson in Love from the compilation, Gravel, Volume 2. Came out in 2005 on Kumquat Maine and was released in their own Corner label in 1966. That's 17 minutes to go. Can you stand it? Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
Nick Z from the 4019s, Los Angeles, California Garage Rock, and you're listening to The Desperate Hours on WMFO Medford. Rock on, Alex.
right here having fun as usual.
Well, you've heard about Alley Hoop and his dinosaur. Boom, 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 boom. But here's the one cat you never saw before. Boom, ba-doom, boom, ba-doom. He's gonna teach you to do the dilly up. Boom, ba-doom, boom, ba-doom. A form of every dance is all mixed up. They call him Tyrannus Rex. He's the coolest tire on his brakes, and his dance is the newest, standing on his big flat feet. Oh, you can see his sharp teeth gleaming as he takes that crazy beat. Now to learn to move with the dilly up, this is all you have to do. When you put your right foot in front of your left, just to wiggle your hips and like we could. We took the shimmy, shimmy from the South Sea Island, heading hully gully, American style. Before we knew it, there was even more calypso dancing from Jamaica and bongos galore. By the board of directors in the USA, the twist and the finger pop were getting the play. Elvis then called upon his prehistoric pal. He said, "Now do the dilly up." And man, like wow, they call him Tyrannus Rex. What a jiver! Tyrannus Rex, a Stone Age survivor. And when he does the dilly up, it's a holly gully shimmy shimmy twist all mixed up. Holly gully shimmy shimmy twist all mixed up. Holly gully shimmy shimmy twist all mixed up. A dilly up, up, a dilly up.
56 and they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop trek. From the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-weres, from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and every Thursday I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs from 6 to 8 p.m. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this last set of the show. You just heard the Jaguars, and it's going to be all right. Got off the compilation Back from the Grave Volume 5, originally released on the Scoop label in 1966. The Hepcats before that with the Dilly Up, Dilly Dilly. So really cute people from the 1400s saying a 1890s expression. But anyway, the Dilly Up, originally released on Delphi in 1961. I got off the compilation Delphi, Doo Wop, Honey for Sale, came out in 1998 on Delphi. Before that, the New Breed did I Got Nothing to Say to You, previously unreleased, recorded in 1966. I got off the compilation Scary Business. And before that, the Elegant Four did I'm Tired. I got off the compilation Quagmire 8. Originally came out of Mercury in 1965. And we kicked off the set with Billy Lamont and Sweet Fang from the compilation Past the Soul, Steppin' Hot Volume 2. Originally released on the 20th Century Fox label in 1968. Hey, if you want to relive the horror, all you got to do is go over to www.wmfo.org, go over to schedule, go over to Thursday, scroll down to 1800 hours, Desperate Hours, Alex, and for the, by the good grace of the DMCA, you can hear 2 weeks worth of archives. If I don't enunciate clear enough for you, then all you got to do is go over to Spinatron and check out the playlist for the Desperate Hours. And hey, you know, I can make it easy for you. All you got to do is, if you're on Facebook, and admit it, you are, go to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. And that way, you can grab the playlist and the archives over there when they're available. Anyway, I'm going to kick it off, and I didn't even think of it, but I'm going to close out with a Solstice song. And I know the Solstice is next Thursday, but I'm going to play it because I have something else that I habitually or normally play on the Christmas show, or the last show before Christmas. My name is Alex. As always, a pleasure is mine. I'll be talking at you next week. Take care.
Druids in the audience? Well, hi, yeah, this one's for you. Have yourselves a groovy little solstice. Mithra's won his fight. From now on, the days are longer than